The ice is melting, temperatures are rising. It's hard to ignore the effects of climate change. I'm Kendall Fahey, and this is Pop Holly.
Breaking news on this Sunday night, Democratic drama
firsthand the massive damage
into the complex
caused.
Maze of Donald Trump's finances.
We cannot wait any longer.
This is Pop Holly, a podcast about politics. Experts describe climate change as the earth heating up and bad things happening. According to the Department of Ecology in the state of Washington, rising levels of carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere have warmed the earth and are causing huge impacts, like rising sea levels, melting snow and ice, more extreme heat events, fire and drought, and more extreme storms.
So when we talk about climate change and we talk about global warming, really those two terms are kind of used interchangeably.
This is Megan Shropshire, an AP environmental science teacher at Carmel High School.
So global warming is just the increase in global temperatures more than what would be natural. Because one thing that we have to keep in mind is that climate change can be a natural process. There are certain things that happen on Earth that cause natural warming periods and natural cooling periods. So it's pretty normal for our climate to change and for the temperatures on Earth to fluctuate. The big concern, though, with global warming is that temperatures are increasing at a much faster rate, and they are going up a lot more than what we should expect to see happening.
No matter what it's called, climate change has a big impact on more than just icebergs. Global warming impacts the economy, our health, fresh water supply, and the coastlines. Despite the desperate need for action that experts are calling for, people are refusing to accept the issue at hand. Like the climate, Donald Trump's view on the issue of global warming has changed over the past few years. According to Time, Trump and other leaders in the business world back in 2009 signed a letter addressed to President Obama about climate change. The letter, which both Trump and his children weighed in on, says, "We support your effort to ensure meaningful and effective measures to control climate change, an immediate challenge facing the United States and the world today. Please allow us, the United States of America, to serve in modeling the change necessary to protect humanity and our planet." This letter was before Trump decided to run for president. According to The Guardian, if Trump becomes president, he would be the only world leader to reject climate change. This would set him apart from not only the rest of the world, but countries like North Korea and Syria, whose leaders believe in climate change. In an interview with Fox News late last year, Trump claims that climate change is no big deal and it's all simply weather.
"And I believe strongly in clean water and clean air, but I don't believe that what they say. I think it's a big scam for a lot of people to make a lot of money. In the meantime, China is eating our lunch because they don't partake in all of the rules and regulations that we do. They're buying our coal. We're not using our coal. They're buying our coal and they're using it. And then they compete because they're spending a lot less money to build their products and to make their products. So I am a believer in clean air and clean water at the highest level."
Trump has also vowed to remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord, which is agreed upon by 195 countries last year.
"I think it's ridiculous. We have bigger problems right now. And to have the president be there for an extended period of time talking about global warming being the biggest problem facing this country is insane. And he ought to get back to work and solve the ISIS problem and solve the problems we have with Russia and Iran. He ought to get back here and go back to work."
The Paris Climate Accord was a meeting with leaders from different countries in an attempt to curb harmful carbon dioxide emissions. When asked by Fox News about his plans for dealing with global warming if he reaches office, Trump says that solar panels are a waste of money. He claims to have done the math for his businesses and found that they are not a good investment. Trump also says that windmills are not helpful and are killing the birds. Therefore, we should be using the energy beneath our feet, oil. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, has made it clear that she believes in climate change. She views it as a threat to the national economy and security, as well as to children's health and future. Hillary wants to continue President Obama's work on climate change without relying on Congress to pass legislation. In a campaign video on Hillary's YouTube channel, she lays out her plans for the future.
"On day one as president, I will set two ambitious national goals that will test our capacities, but that I know are within our reach. First, I will ensure we hit a target of having more than 500 million solar panels installed across the country by the end of my first term. Second, we'll set a 10-year goal of generating enough renewable energy to power every single home in America. Over the next few months, I will lay out a comprehensive agenda to meet the climate challenge and make America the world's clean energy superpower.
Published in mid-July of 2015, the video describes only two of her plans to help solve the issue of climate change. On her website, Hillary discusses partnering with cities and states in order to cut carbon pollution and continue to promote conservation by keeping public lands public and increasing access to parks and public lands for all. She also lays out her plans for setting better standards for methane emissions and revitalizing coal communities. It's clear that Hillary cares about the environment and what it could mean for our future if we don't take care of what we have now. However, it doesn't matter what politicians think if people don't agree with them. What do people think needs to be done about global warming?
I think saving the planet starts from your front yard, so you should definitely take care of your front yard and your neighborhood and just use less, because that'll always save more. So
do as much as possible to reduce pollution, electric cars, more recycling, anything like that.
I think at Carmel we could start using iPads or something to help eliminate paper, because I know we use a lot of paper in very many classes, so it's that could help. Or because a lot of schools they have they do technology based, so many schools have where you learn on iPads or computers.
Personally, my family and I usually recycle things. That's just because it's something that's easily accessible to us.
Put in more solar panels because there's too much stuff in the air, and by stuff I mean pollution.
I think that we need to find more environmentally healthy alternative energy options that do not release as much CO2 into the atmosphere.
Know the facts before you hit the polls. For WHJE, I'm Kendall Fahey with Pop Poly, a podcast about politics. For more stories like this and for more episodes of Pop Poly, please check out WHJE.com.